Israeli forces clash with Palestinian demonstrators protesting against Tel Aviv's recent aggression in the occupied West Bank. Clashes near the city of Nablus erupted after Israeli forces stormed several houses in the city, arresting a number of Palestinians. Palestinian health officials say that at least five people have been wounded in the clashes. Tensions have been on the rise in the occupied West Bank after Israel said that it will bar Palestinians from the old city of Jerusalem al-Quds. Our correspondent Mona Kandil joins us from occupied Ramallah to tell us more about the developments there in the occupied West Bank. Mona Kandil, looking at the videos here and looking at the all the different incidents that have happened, it looks like a third intifada, unless you have anything that proves otherwise.
That's right. You are telling the truth. It seems that this is the beginning of a third intifada here in the occupied West Bank and Jerusalem al-Quds. The Palestinians actually are fed up from the Israeli crimes, non-stop and ongoing violence that are committed against them and against their properties. Today there was a funeral for 13-year-old Abdelrahman Ubaidillah in the refugee camp of Aida in Beit Lahem. Following the funeral, Palestinian youths rushed to the streets of Beit Lahem, and there were clashes between the Palestinian youths and Israeli soldiers who fired tear gas, stun grenades, as well as live ammunition against them. A number of Palestinians were wounded. Also today, there have been several protests here in Ramallah at the Qalandia checkpoint, that is to the south of Ramallah. There have been serious and violent clashes between Palestinian youths and Israeli soldiers, as well as in Beit El checkpoint. It's the Israeli military checkpoint adjacent to the Beit El settlement, as well as in the city of Albiri. According to Palestinian medics, at least 65 Palestinians have been wounded in live ammunition and in rubber-coated bullets, as well as dozens others were wounded due to inhaling tear gas. However, it seems that the Palestinians, and it's the fourth day these clashes are still going on, the Palestinians are insisting not to stop these forms of resistance, and they will continue their struggle against the Israelis because they believe that it's enough for a popular struggle, as well as enough for any forms of negotiations with the Israelis. It's the time for real resistance, and it's the time for struggling these Israelis in order to end the Israeli occupation. And who knows, maybe it would be the first step towards having an independent, viable, and contiguous state.
Do you get the feeling, Mona Kandil, that since Mahmoud Abbas said we're no longer bound by the Oslo Accords and any type of contractual agreements they may have had with Israel, that has led to a rise and a more impounded or a stronger resistance? We noticed the youth still throwing their stones, and I saw many of them in these videos. They're obviously not heeding to the warning that and the law that Israel passed regarding jailing stone throwers.
Well, today there has been a meeting for the Palestinian Liberation Organization, the Executive Committee. It was chaired by President Mahmoud Abbas, and they said it very, very clear that those crimes that are still being committed by the Israelis will continue to be filed to the International Criminal Court. And it seems that the Palestinian president still believes that the ICC would be the one who will bring the rights of the Palestinians. But at the same time, the president and the PLO executive committee just praised the Palestinians and those younger protesters and encouraged them to continue these forms of protest because they believe it's the only way to end the occupation. However, the president still sending messages to the international community and the world that what's going on are crimes committed by the Israelis, and the Palestinians are not meant in, let's say, these confrontations, they want to live as the whole people of the world, and all what they want for the Israelis is to stop these crimes and these illegal practices, and to stop killing the youths and the teenagers, the minors, and to stop demolishing Palestinian homes. As you know, today three homes for Palestinian militants who carried out attacks in 2014 in Jerusalem Al-Quds have been demolished this early morning by the Israeli forces, as well as several measures and punitive measures would be adopted by the Israeli regime, expecting from tomorrow against Palestinians.
Thank you so much for that. Mona Kandil, correspondent there from Ramallah. Thank you.